come with Yerushalmi corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tes and Adalef at the beginning of the new Perek Ketzad. Ketzad Eshes Ish Shrei Haya Ba'ilamai. What is the case of Eshes Ish Shrei Haya Ba'ilamai, the widow of a brother who died before the oven was born? Shnei Achim Umeis Echa Mehen Venoilad Lahen Ach Achakach Ibn Masheni as Eshes Achiv Umeis. Reuven and Shimon were brothers. After Reuven died, Levi, who was another brother, was born. Then Shimon did Yibam with Reuven's widow, and then Shimon died. Mishayna Yotza Mishim Eshes Achiv Shleha Boilamai Vashnia Mishim Sarasa. The first wife is exempt because her husband was not alive during the life of the Yavam, and the second wife of Shimon, called Leah, is exempt because she is the first wife, Hannah's tzara. Asa bar Maima Umeis Shnia Chayletzes Lisiyavemis. If Shimon merely gave a mama to Hannah after he died, Leah does Chalitza, but not Yibam. And the Gemara says, Yachtov, Prat Le'eshet Ochoshleya Haya Ba'ilamai. The word Yachtov, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov, when brothers will live together, that excludes Eshet Ochoshleya Haya Ba'ilamai. V'leikein Maran Amin, Meis V'leibonim, Tei Ishtoi Asur Inasei, Shema Yelid Aviv Ben, Tei Ishtoi Zekukul Yibam. If not for this drasha, then what would he say? If a man is plainly died without children and without brothers, should his wife be forbidden to marry, left his father, have a son, and the widow will need to do a yibam in the future? If so, even if plainly's mother died, his wife should be forbidden to marry, lest his father marry another wife and have a son, and the widow need to do yibam. If so, the Torah would need to write uven va'av einloi, that he doesn't have a son or a father. Then, when there's a living brother, she does yibam, and when there's no live brother, she's permitted to marry elsewhere, someone else. But when plenty of father alive, even if there's no live brother, she's forbidden to marry someone else. Elakein and kaimen kashemeis ve'aniach es ve'imai mu'beres shulei teimar elameis ve'aniach es ishtoi mu'beres shema eina sviche lehamtin leida im ben kayamahu ve'im eina ben kayamah afhocha te sviche lehamtin leida im ben kayamahu ve'im eina ben kayamah. Now, in terms of the cases that Pliny died and left the mother pregnant, don't say that if Pliny died and left his wife pregnant, perhaps she need not wait to know whether it's a viable baby and exempt from Chalitza or Yibam, or a Nefer, which is miscarried, not viable, and she'd fall to Yibam, surely she has to wait. Also here, that Pliny's mother is pregnant, Pliny's widow should need to wait to know whether it's viable and male, and then she falls to Yibam, or whether it's not viable. Therefore, the Torah needs to write Yachtov to exclude Eshes Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'ilamai, since Pliny had no brother when he died, his wife is exempt. Yivama Yavar Leha Ze Abia Le'olak Cholo Le'isha Ve'amama Yachol Yehi Kishem She'evi Abia Goymerev Ba Kach Yehi Mama Goymerev Ba. I want to suggest that Yivama Yavar Leha says in the pasuk that refers to having relations. Le'olak Cholo Le'isha is referring to Mama. Perhaps just like relation finalizes her marriage to the Yavam, also Mama would finalize it. Tamalayma v'yivama v'yibma ures eskala pasha kula le'yibm habiyah gein eresma v'ina mama gein reba. And the Gemara rejects that because it says v'yibma, the entire pasha is tied to, depends on yibm. Relation finalizes her, but Mama does not finalize her. Okay, ma hayo ba Mama. If so, what effect does Mama actually have? The Isra La Achim, the answer is to forbid her to the other brothers. Rabbi Shimon Aimeh HaMama Oy Koine Oy Loy Koine. Rabbi Shimon says it's a doubt whether Mama acquires or does not acquire. Matam, Rabbi Shimon, what is Rabbi Shimon's reasoning? Yivama Yavo Aleha Zu Abia. Lakam Vele Isha Zu HaMama Ukshem She Abia Gomeres Ba Kach HaMama Gomer Ba. The answer is like the Joshua we said before, Yivama Yavo Aleha, that refers to having relations. Lakam Vele Isha she'll take if he takes himself takes her for himself with a wife, is referring to mama, just like having a relation finalizes her, also mama finalizes her. Oy vam yevo leha, how he lekuch loy vamama lehayo barklum. Or perhaps yevama yevo leha, and she is lekuch loy, which means married to him, and the mama didn't do anything for her. So the phrase lekuch loy leisha is not referring to a separate, different way of marrying her, but rather what's the result of yibum. The Blazer ben Arach Oime Hamama Koine Kinyan Gomo be Yavama. The Blazer ben Arach says that Mama makes a full Kinyan in a Yavama. Matam, the Blazer ben Arach, what's the reasoning of the Blazer ben Arach? Lachar le Isha, Harihi Kedushi Isha. Ma Kedushi Isha, Koinem Kinyan Gomo, Afamama Koine Kinyan Gomo be Yavama. The answer is Lachar le Isha. That phrase, Mama, is like a regular Kedushin of a woman. It's like Kedushi Isha requires a full Kinyan. Also, mama acquires a full kinyan. Evihi mama v'yavama, how yamakudeshusli v'kesev v'shavakesev. What is mama v'yavama? You're makudeshus to me with money or the equivalent. Ben rabbonan ben rabbi shimon moidiba. Whereas rabbonan and shimon agreed to the latter part of our mishnah, if you gave a mama, the other dav chalitza but not yibam. Rabbonan sad shekana ba mama kenegdoi asu b'tzara. According to Rabbanon, who say that Mama acquired partially, the part that Mama acquired, correspondingly the Tzora is Tzora's Eishes Achav Shaloi Hayabai Lamai, and is forbidden. The part that Mama did not acquire, correspondingly the Tzora is like a regular Yivama who fell to Yivam and the latter brother and is permitted. Therefore, since she partially fell to Yivam, but is partially forbidden, she does Chalitza and not Yivam. Rabbi Shimon, Kana Mama, Shtehim, she say Asurais, Kana Mama, Hoshena Asura, Ashneim, Mutarais, Misafik, Koletzes, Lay, Misyavemus. According to Rabbi Shimon, if Mama acquired, then both women are forbidden. The widow of the first brother is Ishis Achashay Hayabai Lamai, and her Sora is a Sora Serba. If it did not acquire, the first is forbidden, and the second is permitted, due to Safik, she does Chalitza and not Yibam. What's the practical difference between them? If he had relations with the second, according to Rabbanon, it's relations with a partial Elva, Vadai, and she needs a get and a chalitza. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a suffix, relations with an Elva, and a suffix, kosher Yibam, but she needs only a get. If she had any vika, Yibam means if Mama does not acquire, she already did proper Yibam, so no Zika remains. We can infer the other does Chalitza but not Yibam because he did Mama to her. If he did not do Mama to her, then she can do Yibam. The Gemara asks the brother who was born before the first died, does he not have Zika to her? Even without the Mama, she should be considered partially his wife due to Zika. And the Tzora is a Tzora's Elva. Amar Chagai, Yamteka, who the Amar of Yaakov Acha, Shem Lover, Shemet Yava, Shemesa, Muta, Be'ima, Vika, Haisala, Ba, Ken Shemesa, Butler, Vikasa. And Chagai answered, I answer this like Rabbi Yaakov Acha said in the name of Rabbi Loza, if Shemet Yavam died, the Yavam is permitted to her mother. He had Zika to her, once she died, the Zika is battle, so her mother is not considered his mother-in-law at all. Acha gave him to Mace, partner Zikasa here, since the Yavam died, his Zika is battle, so she's not considered his wife at all.